CWU celebrates Dia de los Muertos events in the Student Union and at Brooks Library this week. Events include a remembrance ceremony at 3 p.m. today in the Student Union Pit and an event at 7 p.m. Thursday in the Student Union Ballroom featuring music by Los Farallones del Norte, free hot chocolate, and several activity stations. The Ellensburg Odd Fellows Lodge will hold a grand reopening ceremony at 4 p.m. Thursday at the Lodge at 307 North Pine Street. There will be music, refreshments, and an opportunity to tour the newly renovated space. CWU Jazz Bands 1, 2, and 3 will perform at the CWU Bistro on campus from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Wednesday. Admission is free. CWU also presents Hilinski's Hope, Tyler's Story, Ending Mental Health Stigma in Sport at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday at the Cirque Theater. The Hilinski's Hope Foundation was founded by Mark and Kim Hilinski to honor the life of their son, Tyler, who died by suicide. 2nd Street between Pine Street and Billings Avenue in Cle Elum will be closed for 2 weeks starting today to allow for a water main improvement project. Traffic will be rerouted to 1st Street. And Kairos and Friends will perform a lunch concert for free at noon Friday at the Hal Holmes Community Center. This is part of a monthly First Friday concert series, and it continues through March. Forest Service crews will attempt to burn piles in the Cle Elum Ranger District on Thursday and Friday. And the annual Friends of Brooks Library book sale starts on Thursday and continues through Saturday in the Brooks Library lobby. The Ellensburg Big Band will perform Friday at the Ellensburg Methodist Church. Swing dance lessons will be offered at 6:30 p.m., and the band will take the stage at 7. This is a free concert, but donations will be accepted to support the Joel Tallarico Memorial Scholarship Award. CWU hosts an Environmental and Climate Coalition Summit from Friday through Sunday. The Front and Centered 2023 Members Summit, Soulful Solidarity, will provide an opportunity for CWU students, faculty, and staff to interact with other advocates from around the state who are focused on environmental justice and the climate crisis. Several events at the summit are open to the public, including the keynote address at 7 p.m. Friday in the Cirque Theater. More information is available on CWU's website. Multiple Kittitas County High School teams earned academic state champion honors for the fall, according to the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association. Cle Elum Roslyn High School is home to the girls' soccer 2B state academic champion. Ellensburg High School boasts the boys' cross-country 2A state academic champion. And Central safety Tanner Volk added to his collection of honors this season, earning his 4th Lone Star Conference Defensive Player of the Week award for his play in CWU's win over Texas A&M Kingville this past weekend. The Fish Open Table Lunch is teriyaki meatballs, jasmine rice, and mandarin oranges. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60+ from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Cle Elum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Cle Elum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 50 degrees. Sunset is at 5:45 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 39 degrees. There is a 90% chance of rain overnight. You can find all this news at our website. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.